Next week, Rudolph Giuliani leaves office after 8 years as mayor of New York City. In a farewell address yesterday at St. Paul's Chapel, Giuliani pointed toward the ruins of the World Trade Center a block away.
We shouldn't think about this site out there, right beyond us, as a site for economic development. We've got to think about it from the point of view of a soaring, beautiful memorial.
Giuliani said New Yorkers gave him the courage to lead the city beyond the fear and anguish of September 11th. From member station WNYC, Beth Fertig reports on the mayor's 2 terms in office.
If there was any question that New York City was about to undergo a complete transformation on January 1st, 1994, that notion was put to rest at the inauguration of Mayor Giuliani.
New York City is poised for dramatic change. The era of fear has had a long enough reign. The period of doubt has run its course.
Giuliani had narrowly defeated Mayor David Dinkins by making the election a test of leadership. There were 2,000 murders a year, and the city had lost over 300,000 jobs during the Dinkins administration. But Giuliani was a former federal prosecutor who began with an immediate focus on law and order. One of his first targets, the squeegee men who blocked traffic cleaning windshields for cash.
Panhandlers, squeegee operators, who engage in assaultive behavior, or anyone who engages in assaultive behavior, cannot have the sense they have immunity.
Giuliani subscribed to the broken windows theory, that minor crimes lead to bigger ones if they aren't checked. He cracked down on everything from handguns to graffiti with computerized mapping. The changes were dramatic. Within 2 years, crime fell 39%, and murders have fallen more than 60% since he took office. Some argue these reductions actually started earlier and were part of a national trend, but others say Giuliani changed expectations.
The sense for Giuliani was that New York was literally ungovernable.
Fred Siegel is a history professor at the city's Cooper Union.
The thing about Giuliani that will be most remembered was he would never cave. He had a policy, he stuck to it. He wasn't always right, but he was usually right. The other part of his legacy is that he governed in opposition to all the city's traditional elites. On every major policy, was told he couldn't do what he was doing.
Giuliani cut the welfare rolls by almost 60%, angering advocates for the poor. He cracked down on sex shops and cleaned up Times Square. And he took on the labor unions, forcing firefighters and police to go without raises for 2 years. The mayor also pushed out 2 schools chancellors and his first police commissioner. He even kicked Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat out of Lincoln Center. And he infuriated his own Republican Party in 1994 by snubbing George Pataki in the race for governor and endorsing Democratic incumbent Mario Cuomo. Giuliani was never afraid of controversy. He also had a sense of humor. At an annual roast with reporters, he put on a pink frilly dress and cooed like Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday.
But Giuliani's act seemed to lose steam during his second term, which he won in a landslide. After driving down crime and welfare, his targets grew smaller and smaller. Street vendors, taxi drivers, and jaywalkers all became subjects of the mayor's wrath. He threatened to cut off funds to the Brooklyn Museum over an art exhibit he found offensive to Catholics. He even lashed out at ferret owners, who called into his radio show to complain about his new law banning their pets.
Yes, I do care about the law. I think you have totally and absolutely misinterpreted the law because there's something deranged about you.
No, there isn't, sir.
The excessive concern that you have for ferrets is something you should examine with a therapist.
New Yorkers had grown used to Giuliani's combative and outrageous personality, but there were concerns about his policies. The numbers of hungry and homeless people appeared to be growing, and then an incident that questioned Giuliani's greatest achievement, the war on crime. In 1999, an unarmed African immigrant named Amadou Diallo was fatally shot by 4 white police officers who fired 41 bullets. The shooting opened the floodgates to criticism of Giuliani's policing strategies.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
More than 1,000 people were arrested in demonstrations of civil disobedience led by Al Sharpton. Reverend Floyd Flake was among them. The former Queens Democratic congressman supported Giuliani's crackdown on drugs and guns until residents of his mostly African-American neighborhood began to complain about the downside.
I remember calling the mayor and having a discussion with him, especially after the Diallo situation, to say, look, you've got middle-class parents now going up in arms because their kids are not committing these crimes. Their kids, though, are being stopped and they're surrounded by a number of police with guns drawn, and these parents are now fearful of the police.
Giuliani staunchly defended his police department, but the more he argued, the more his approval ratings began to slip, especially among blacks and Latinos who found him insensitive to their concerns. Then Giuliani confronted another event he couldn't control.
Good morning. I was diagnosed yesterday with prostate cancer.
The mayor's cancer was discovered in the spring of 2000, just as he was gearing up to run against Hillary Clinton in the race for the U.S. Senate. Over the next few weeks, Giuliani's personal life disintegrated in public. He acknowledged that he was involved with another woman and held a press conference to say he was leaving his wife. A few weeks later, the soap opera ran its course. Rudolph Giuliani dropped out of the Senate race. Over the next year, the mayor treated his cancer. He was engulfed in bitter divorce proceedings, and the candidates vying to succeed Giuliani often described him as an effective crime fighter who alienated too many of his constituents. And that's how he probably would have been remembered had it not been for September 11.
Today is obviously one of the most difficult days in the history of the city and the country. The number of casualties will be more than any of us can bear, ultimately.
Giuliani became America's mayor for his steady but compassionate leadership. There were standing ovations wherever he traveled. The tragedy changed how New Yorkers saw their mayor. At the Cargo Cafe on Staten Island, there's a painting over the bar by a local artist that depicts Rudolph Giuliani as Saint George. He's on horseback, and he's slaying a three-headed dragon in the rubble of the World Trade Center with an American flag. As they sip their drinks, Wendy Tucker and Joe Rando acknowledge the painting is a bit exaggerated, but this is the Giuliani they'll remember now.
I didn't like him in the beginning. I was against him. And then now he's grown on me in this way that when he would speak during the whole crisis, I felt like I'm looking to a father figure almost.
He brought us through a horrible, horrible time. And I totally respect the man, and I wish him the best in life.
Rudolph Giuliani's legacy was forever altered by September 11th. A mayor who was always bigger than life thrived on crisis and met the biggest challenge of all. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.